What's on your mind, ma'am?
Oh, good afternoon, Dr. Wright. I'm calling you about two separate issues. One has to do with skin cancer. I've had a number of cancers taken off, including a Mohs surgery, and they seem to keep popping up. And we're going to be going to Hawaii for 3 weeks.
Sure.
And I had heard something on one of your shows about taking a supplement rather than using sunscreen that might help protect you from the sun. I was wondering if you could state what those things might be again.
Yes, ma'am. When do you leave for Hawaii? That is actually an important part of the answer to the question.
Oh, the 11th of May.
Oh, so you've got a couple of weeks before then, right?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Now, the reason I ask that is that there are things which definitely cut down the risk of skin cancer. I'll tell you how much in a moment. But they do take time to get into the skin. So if you're leaving tomorrow, they wouldn't work by then. But if you're leaving in a couple of weeks, they'll make it. All right. Now, this is based very, very firmly on published research by what I would consider to be brilliant Israeli research scientist. I've forgotten her name, darn it, but she did such a good job, and she put in all the footnotes, and I did look them all up. I have a habit of doing that. And what she pointed out, just for example, is that in Greece, the Greek population has had one type of skin cancer, very carefully charted, called melanoma, and it occurs about 3 per 100,000 people. All right, but she also pointed out that there's a Greek population in Australia, and they have been checked for melanoma too. And guess what? It's 36 per 100,000 people. Woo! Now everybody's Greek. What's going on here? And as she points out, it's the difference in the so-called Mediterranean diet to the standard Australian diet, which has the same initials, S-A-D, SAD, as the standard American diet, because they're both SAD insofar as trying to prevent skin cancer. And then what she did, she went through item by item by item, which things are in the Greek diet that aren't in the Australian diet that would cut down on the risk of even that worst of skin cancers, melanoma, and worst because it metastasizes and the others don't usually metastasize. All right, so I read that, and I started looking around for a supplement that combined all that stuff, and I couldn't find one. And this was over a decade ago. So I called up some vitamin company and said, would you please to put together something for this use? And they did. And it has all the things in that help to protect against getting cancer. But not only that, the first year that this thing was out, it's called SunPal, by the way, ma'am, S-U-N, capital P-A-L. The first year this was out, it was used mostly by Tahoma Clinic dispensary employees, and several of them reported, hey, I can be out in the sun longer now before I start to get a little bit red, and then I have to go cover myself up. Could that be doing that? And I said, yes, according to the researcher, what this does is it really helps protect the skin against the UV. Now, it doesn't protect it totally, but remember the difference between 3 per 100,000 and 36 per 100,000. That's a 12-fold difference. Okay, it's called SunPal, and it says right on the label, you take so many twice a day. I think it's three twice a day. I haven't looked at it in a number of years, but it says on the label. And it's all natural stuff. And, again, it happens to be called SunPal. Now, let me tell you about a couple of other things, too, though, ma'am, since you're kind of getting too many cancers before. Have you heard of something called retinoic acid or retin A?
I have.
Have you got any?
I've never used it.
Okay, well, you might check with your physician, particularly if you have a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and get a prescription for the lowest strength, because your skin sounds definite and delicate, and there are different strengths. Now, if you were a free citizen of Mexico, you could just walk down to your local pharmacia and buy a tube, but we're not in such a free country here, so you have to have a prescription for it. What's that do? Well, here's what some researchers proved. They used human skin taken from people who were having, I'm way overweight surgery and having surgery for that, and they irradiated that skin with ultraviolet. Ooh! Okay, and then they did a biopsy, and yep, sure enough, DNA damage. But then they had another piece of skin that they had irradiated at the same time from the same person, the skin from the same person. Yeah, way overweight. And they rubbed retin A in after the UV exposure was over. And when they biopsied that skin, most of the DNA damage had repaired itself. So one of the things I recommend very highly to people who are going to tropical climes and aren't accustomed to being there, and we sure aren't living in Washington State, one of the things I recommend very highly is get yourself a tube of retin A and only rub it in at bedtime when you have been all done with your exposure to the skin, because that way it'll be soaked into your skin by morning, and if you go outside it won't bother you, but if you put on that retin A and then go out in the sun, whoo, it kind of fries the skin a little bit. You don't want that. So between the TanPal stuff, I'm sorry, it's called SunPal. There's another one called TanPal, which literally does help people get better tans, but that's not what you called about. You could do both if you felt like it, but the SunPal is the important one for protecting that skin. And then I'd get myself somehow a tube of the weaker strength retin A. It'll still work, and your skin sounds delicate. And rub that in every night. And between those two things, you'll give yourself a whole lot of protection. And then I know there's other folks waiting, and we'll get to you shortly, folks, but I got to mention one other thing, ma'am. I really do, because summer is hopefully coming sometime here in the Pacific Northwest, we hope. We really do hope that that happens. It usually does, and then it gets overly hot, doesn't it? Okay. That other thing is there is a cure for skin cancer that we can use at home. And I am not kidding. I have seen people do it over and over again, and it works. Have you heard of this, ma'am?
No, I have not.
Okay, there's a website all about this. Please write down, if you can, Curaderm, C-U-R-A-D-E-R-M, Curaderm.net. Okay. Now, this is a entirely natural plant-derived material that has the unique capability, and I'm not kidding you at all. If you want to read a longer book on it, there's a book called The Eggplant Cancer Cure, because this stuff is found in eggplants as well as elsewhere. And it's by a Bill, B-I-L-L. You like that instead of William? Cham, C-H-A-M. Now, Dr. Cham is a brilliant PhD research scientist who discovered that this material can only enter into cancer cells. It cannot enter normal cells. So I can slather it all over my skin all I want to, and it's not going to do anything because it can't get into my cells. But when I start, if I start to develop a cancer, I take and rub some of that in, and I put a Band-Aid over it. And I repeat this every 12 hours. And what I'll see after a couple, 3 days is that cancer is starting to get red and imploding on itself. I am not kidding you. It starts to get red. It recedes. It looks kind of icky if it was a big one. But funny thing, this stuff can only reach the cancer cells, and when it stops, when the cancer cells are all dead, then the what's created is usually a reddish hole is remains. But then it all granulates back in, ma'am, and you'll see some marvelous before and after pictures of people who treated themselves for skin cancer. And in Australia, it cured over 70,000 individuals before, of course, the equivalent of the Food and Drug Administration in Australia stepped in and said, you can't sell this stuff over the counter anymore. Guess who asked them to do that? The Australasian Society of Dermatologists. That's who. Since this research scientist was not an MD, he couldn't prescribe it, so he couldn't sell it anymore. So he up and moved to a Pacific island called Vanuatu, which is where this website is based, ma'am, where you can read all about it. And you can still, in our semi-free country, order some for yourself should you ever need it. But you got to order it from Vanuatu.
Well, Dr. Wright, that is very exciting information, because I have a couple of spots right now that they want to treat. So I'll get on that right away. But I did have one more question. I hate to take up too much of your time. But would I be able to ask you one more question about the shoulder joint?
Very quickly, ma'am, because there are some folks waiting.
Okay, I understand. I've been told I need replacement surgery. Is there some type of supplement out there that could possibly build up cartilage so that I wouldn't have to have that?
Yes, ma'am. If this is osteoarthritis, it's called niacinamide. Please consider subscribing to Green Medicine Newsletter, because that way you can read all the back issues. And there is an issue where the main featured article is about niacinamide helping to rebuild cartilage and totally controlling the symptoms of osteoarthritis. So if this is osteoarthritis, it can help. If this is totally from trauma, it won't help. And we got to go to our break, ma'am. But thank you for your calls.
Thank you so much, Dr. Wright. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome.